Hey, Monica, how are you this morning?
I'm all right. How are you?
We're doing good. So producer Mike has been asked to be the officiant for his cousin's wedding that is happening this Friday. And we just want to make sure he doesn't screw it up. We got a lot of things planned to make sure he is properly trained. He is equipped to handle this. It's a very important thing to be asked by somebody in your family to do this, right?
Yes, it is.
And what's your tip for him?
So I got married 10 days ago.
Congratulations! Way to go!
Thank you. So I got married 10 days ago, and 2 days before our wedding, we actually had to fire our justice of the peace.
Why?
So after months and months and months of asking him for the final draft of our ceremony, he sent us the wrong draft with none of the edits, none of the changes we had made.
Oh, boy.
Then when we pressed him further for the final draft, because he did like an about the couple section, it was like terrible. It was like all kinds of stuff. Like he had us write homework where we like wrote about each other and wrote about our life. And like some of it was like stupid little stuff. And he had incorporated that, or he had like put that into the ceremony. And my favorite part about it was he didn't actually intend for us to hear that or see that before the ceremony. Oh. Because he quote unquote wanted our reactions to be organic.
With these horrible stories that you didn't want anybody to know about.
Exactly.
Like you were just sharing the story so he got a sense of who you were as people, not that he could quote it when he did the vows.
So he wanted to make it about himself. Aren't I a funny guy?
Yeah.
And not about you.
My biggest piece of advice for producer Mike is make sure it's about the couple and make sure that it's exactly what they want.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, really listen to them and really focus on them and not on yourself and not being funny and not being a goof.
I don't think we're helping him.
So who did you end up getting to be your justice of the peace then?
Fortunately, actually, one of our guests is a JP or was a JP or is a JP.
Oh, nice.
The reason we didn't ask her originally was we didn't want our friends having to work at our wedding.
Absolutely.
So she jumped in and turned around a perfect ceremony in like 36 hours.
That's awesome.
We got a lot of compliments on the ceremony. Like, she was amazing. Like, she really saved the day. But
it's fine. And she earned the cocktail hour afterwards. So there you go.
She more than earned the cocktail hour, yeah.
Well, congratulations, Monica, on getting married.
And basically what I got from Monica is I should get fired for this to be a success. Thanks.
I have Jennifer.
That'd be good.
Jennifer has a couple of pieces of advice for producer Mike.
A, I have complete confidence in producer Mike.
Oh.
Glad someone
and
does.
This is why. I listen to you guys every day. He's going to be great. So my best friend officiated my husband and my wedding, and what she did for us was she gave us her outline of the vows, not the vows, but the ceremony of what she was thinking, and we got to go through it ahead of time and make any small tweaks that we wanted to. My husband wanted to, so that was good, but she didn't tell us, like, the special things she was going to say. So it was great, and everyone was at ease, and everyone knew what was going on, and then when she got to say the special things about us, I'm not going to lie, she did cry, so practice. Practice in front of the mirror, and then if your cousin is doing, if they're doing their own vows, have them send them to you in advance, so there's no fumbling or anything. You're going to do awesome. I have complete confidence in you.
Did you have any farm animals that tried to copulate while yours was happening?
We didn't, but we did have an issue with an alligator that morning.
What?
Yeah, like a massive alligator. We got married on Seabrook Island in South Carolina at my best friend's parents' house.
What?
I know exactly where that is. And there are lots of alligators there. Yeah.
Mike, are you a pretty crier? So if you do start crying during the ceremony?
I don't know. I think I'm an awkward crier. I'm a big, burly guy.
Are you blubbering? It's not going to be good if you cry.
Nobody likes a blubbering crier, no, especially when you're an orator.
It's fine. If the blubbering is actually good. It's fine. They're so excited. They asked you because they trust you and they love you. If you just remember that the entire time, you are going to be fine. You talk to so many people every single day and don't realize it. You talk to me every morning. You don't even realize it. You're going to be awesome.
Oh.
Well, I appreciate your kind words. I still feel very nervous about this, and I'm down to the final countdown of days here, and I'm very unprepared.
It's okay. Don't drink too much the night before.
Good advice.
Or the day of.
Good advice.
Thanks for calling in. We really appreciate you listening to the show every day.
Good luck. Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.